Friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So big things are happening here at Good Shepherd. In addition to the thousands of people that we feed, to the hundreds that we provide furnishings for, to the outreach connections that we are making with our sister parish in El Salvador, friends, we are now a Pokemon gym location, right? For the uninitiated, Pokemon Go is a game on your smartphone where you walk around in the real world with your phone in your hand, and the point of the game is to catch these little creatures that pop up on your phone and as you walk around in the real world. How many of you all are playing? Okay. Kids family? No? Nobody in your family's playing? No. Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. Well, I am. I'm doing it with my children. Unfortunately, for some, the game ends up being too much of a distraction. People with phone in hand have walked off cliffs, gotten hit by cars, been bitten by snakes, all because they were too distracted by the task that's in front of them in order to focus on the really important things going on in their surroundings. I mean, this is a great app. The other night, I took my son Levi, and we went to Todos Los Santos Park about 9 o'clock. There were about 200 people. And this isn't on one of the special events nights. Walking around the park in groups, talking to each other, having fun, and yet there were still some people who were so distracted that they would hit a pole. Well, in our gospel reading today, Jesus enters the house of Martha, who welcomes him very hospitably. She does exactly what she's expected to do as a woman in the ancient Near East. Mary, on the other hand, she sits at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. And immediately in this story, in this, we can see that they're being put side by side in their response to Jesus. Martha with her many tasks and Mary sitting at Jesus' feet. And there are many of us who immediately identify with one or the other. See, part of this story is two competing ideas about hospitality. Martha's hospitality was in line with the cultural norms of her day. She had many tasks to accomplish in order to be a good host that started with Jesus, with washing Jesus' feet. And since Jesus went everywhere with at least 12 guys, Martha would have prepared a meal for at least 15 people. I mean, can you picture Martha in her small home doing all of the tasks ready for that kind of group? In my home, that was a lot when we had guests over. Growing up, anytime guests came over, my father, he put us children to work. We had to sweep all around the house, clean the windows, clean our rooms, clean the bathrooms, get the cobwebs off of the ceiling, pluck the weeds and the cracks of the cement. We had to make the house look immaculate. Anybody grow up in that kind of house? Yeah, Tony, yeah, uh-huh. So then you can sympathize with Martha then. Though hospitality in ancient Near East looks different than today, Martha still, she had a lot going on and that she needed to show Jesus hospitality. Now, Mary, on the other hand, is completely unhelpful for Martha's plan. She shows hospitality in a different way by listening to Jesus' every word. Mary listened to the Lord, while Martha provides a welcoming home. And here's the thing about this story. I think that they are equally important in providing hospitality. But then something in the story, it changes. It isn't just about two good ways of hospitality. Martha isn't content with what's happening in her house. And so the condition of her heart is revealed. Martha, she does provide hospitality, but the scripture says that Martha was distracted by her many tasks. Now the word in Greek for distracted, it means more than just the inability to concentrate. The word means to be pulled or dragged away. So Martha isn't distracted only by the tasks of hospitality. She's pulled away internally in two different directions because she knows that she's working harder than Mary. And she wants Mary to do what she's doing. She wants her to fall in line with the social customs of the day, to be just like her. Martha is distracted because she keeps comparing herself to her sister. You can hear it when she says, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do the work all by myself? Tell her to help me." You know, I have found in my life that things don't usually go well when I tell God what to do. And then Jesus responds to her, "Martha, Martha, you are distracted and pulled by many things. There's only need for one. Mary has chosen the better way, and it will not be taken from her." See, Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus being Mary. She was not concerned with other things. Her only concern was Jesus and his presence. She wasn't comparing herself to her sister. She knew where she wanted to be. She didn't have a divided heart about her decision. Mary recognized that she needed to give her focus to the words of Jesus. She needed to stop for herself doing anything else. She knew the time and the place for worship and the time and the place for work, and she didn't mix the two. She chose the better way. Mary understood in that moment that listening to the words of Jesus, hearing the transformative news about the kingdom of God and the love of the Father, is for her the primary and life-giving thing. But Martha was divided. She was divided because she wanted her sister to be doing what she was doing. She was divided because she felt like she was getting the short end of the stick. She was divided because listening to Jesus was just another thing on her to-do list. Friends, like Martha, we can't and don't recognize God showing up in our house when listening to God, when doing our devotions, when praying, when coming to worship is just one of those things. Well, got to do that this week. When we have many tasks to be taken care of, and then we add worship or any other spiritual act, it just feeds into our sin of busyness and keeping busy. Now, often this passage, It's translated in a way, or interpreted in a way that there are two ways to choose from. There's the way of Mary, and then there's the way of Martha. But I think that's actually a false dichotomy. To say that there is only unchecked busyness or spiritual seclusion. Scripture tells us that there is a time for everything. There's a time for contemplation and there's a time for action. And in fact, our contemplation should send us out into the world in action. So if you're doing just one, your spiritual life is out of balance. If you find yourself like Martha, keeping busy, even with really good things, but that is all you're doing, look to Mary as your guide and rest in the Lord. Sit at the feet of Jesus for a time. You don't have to do anything but abide in God. Or if you find yourself like Mary, always in contemplation, always just sitting at the feet of the Lord and never getting up and acting for the kingdom of God in the world, never seeking justice, never serving your neighbor, look to Martha. Get up and act. Serve the kingdom. There is a time for everything. So friends, this next week, may you discern when those times are. May God speak to you and tell you to rest. May God speak to you and tell you to get up and work. May you be able to hear the voice of God and do what God asks. Amen.